ahead.
Secretary Hughes, thanks very much for being here.
So glad to be here.
So Foxconn has now qualified for a third round of state tax credits, bringing the total amount that it has received from the state to nearly $44 million. Do you understand the long-range prospects for Foxconn after not living up to its original promise?
Well, Foxconn has really become like one of the great companies that we have in Wisconsin, Milwaukee Tool, Quick Trip, all of these companies that are locating here and really settling in. So with over 1,000 employees and almost $600 million in investment, we expect that Foxconn is here for the long term and will continue to produce and employ folks down in Southeast Wisconsin in a really productive way.
What lessons learned from Foxconn is WEDEC employing with other companies when it comes to tax credits?
Well, it's really important to work with the company to understand their long-term goals, to set them up for success. So our tax credit programs are based on performance. Companies don't receive a tax credit until they perform, create the jobs, spend the CapEx. And so as we work with Foxconn, the same way we work with other companies, we want them to be successful and within the parameters of what they expect for their strategy.
Now, WEDEC this month had to respond to a state audit in which four of the recommendations involved closer tracking of tax credits that have been awarded or need to have been revoked. Should we have confidence in WEDEC in the disbursement of taxpayers' money toward attracting businesses?
Yeah, you know, we have really over the years tightened up how we verify companies and their performance around tax credits. It's critically important that the companies provide us their payroll information and their information about CapEx. We continue to work with the Legislative Audit Bureau to find ways to improve, and none of the findings of the LAB were around mismanagement. They were just really about how can we continue to do things better.
So meanwhile, big news with Microsoft's purchase of, what, 1,100 acres of land that was originally designed for Foxconn. With Microsoft planning to build at least four data centers, an expansion of its previously announced project investing $1 billion into a single data center, how big of a boost is this Microsoft deal?
Well, having a company like Microsoft, a blue chip, a true blue chip American company, decide to create such an opportunity in Wisconsin is incredibly important and really exciting. It brings in high tech, artificial intelligence, all of these things that we see in the economy of the future. And so Microsoft choosing Wisconsin is really a testament to what we've done to create the workforce that they need, to create the infrastructure that they need, and we're so excited to have them here.
Now, I understand that their data centers are expected to employ like hundreds of tech people, but potentially thousands of construction workers. What do you know about whether or not those are expected to be Wisconsin workers?
Well, what we've already seen is Microsoft has started their work on a $500 million data center. They're working with a number of Wisconsin companies. And of course, you know, down there on the border of Illinois, we will see some Illinois companies experiencing opportunities with Microsoft. But we know that Microsoft wants Wisconsin to succeed. Brad Smith talked about this long-term relationship that we are creating. And so it's important to Microsoft. They've already started working with UW-Milwaukee with Gateway Tech. So we know that they're committed to Wisconsin.
I don't have to tell you that Wisconsin has seen a lot of attention in the world of economic development this year, including being awarded as a regional technology hub with the ability to apply for up to $70 million in federal funding. What will this mean for the state?
This is one of the most exciting things that's happened this year. This is a designation by the federal government. There are 31 around the country. But what's exciting about Wisconsin's is it's really based on biohealth. And we see between Milwaukee and Madison real opportunities for companies to work together and create this amazing corridor around personalized medicine, really determining how you can help someone with the exact treatment they need at the exact time that they need it. And we see opportunities around advanced manufacturing with that, research, and entrepreneurism. So all of these things will come together as part of this regional tech hub, and we'll see benefits extending up to Green Bay and Eau Claire. So it's really an all Wisconsin effort.
All right. Secretary Missy Hughes, thanks very much.
Thank you. mess. Over the summer, they had their whole downtown ripped up for new Main Street, and it's all put together back together now, and they're celebrating. It's like the cutest little town.
It is really cute. It's really, really lacking in diversity.
Yeah.
But it is very cute.
Well, many of our communities are. But I think, I mean, it's hard to say. You know, it'd be nice to see some more diversity there, certainly. But that just has to happen, I guess.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. To the rest of-